Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Hebrew Bible. It's the Tanakh. It's the original version from which the scrolls, the King James, was interpreted. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061. Or 347-326-9003. If you need auto body supplies and parts, and this helps to support the ministries, the businesses I run, you can go to autobodyparts1968.com. That again is autobodyparts1968.com. These businesses help to buy Bibles for the Bible students. Or, if you need auto body supplies, parts, or vehicle parts, go to partsautomotive.biz. That's partsautomotive.biz. Also, if you need baby diapers, you can go to Roderick's1.com. Roderick's with an S, Roderick ending with an S, the number one, and then .com. Or if you're looking for ClickBank products, you can go to RavishingRevenues.com. That's RavishingRevenues.com. And I sell ClickBank products there. All right, let me begin the Bible program. We're at Colossians chapter 3. So if you were raised along with the Messiah, then seek the things above, where the Messiah is sitting at the right hand of God. Focus your mind on the things above, not on the things here on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with the Messiah in God. When the Messiah, who is our life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. So when the Messiah appears, you will appear in glory. That's how you know his presence is here. Therefore, put to death the earthly parts of your nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is a form of idolatry. For it is because of these things that God's anger is coming on those who disobey him. True enough, you used to practice these things in the life you once lived, but now put them all away. Anger, exasperation, meanness, slander, and obscene talk. Never lie to one another, because you have stripped away the old self with its ways, and have put on the new self, which is continually being renewed in fuller and fuller knowledge, closer and closer to the image of its creator. The new self allows no room for discriminating between Gentile and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, foreigner, savage, slave, freeman. On the contrary, and all the Messiah is everything. So the Messiah is everything in us, whether it be whatever race or uncircumcised, Gentile, or whatever. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with feelings of compassion and with kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another if anyone has a complaint against someone else. Forgive him. Indeed, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. So remember that just as God forgives us, we too want to forgive. Just as the Messiah forgives us, we too want to forgive. It goes to say, above all these, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together perfectly. And let the shalom which comes from the Messiah be your heart's decision maker. For this is why you are called to be part of a single body. And be thankful that the word of the Messiah and all its richness live in you. So you want the word to live in you like a growing, just like if you had a growing ulcer. But with this, you have a growing good, and you want it to grow and to live within you. Live in you as you teach and counsel others in all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude to God in your heart. That is, everything you do or say, do in the name of the Lord Yeshua, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Wives, subject yourselves to your husbands, as is appropriate in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and don't treat them harshly. So wives should subject themselves, but appropriate, to the Lord's words. So we don't mean if he told you to go out and sell yourself to do that. We don't mean that, only according to the scriptures. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, don't irritate your children and make them resentful, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your human masters in everything, not serving only when they are watching you to win their favor, but single-heartedly fearing the Lord. Whatever work you do, put yourself into it, as those who are serving not merely other people, but the Lord. Remember that as your reward, you will receive the inheritance from the Lord. You are slaving for the Lord, for the Messiah. Don't worry. Whoever is doing wrong will be paid in kind for his wrong, and there is no favoritism shown. It goes to say, masters, treat your slaves justly and fairly. Remember that you too have a master in heaven. Keep persisting in prayer, staying alert in it, and being thankful. Include prayer for us too, that God may open a door for us to proclaim the message about the secret of the Messiah. For that is why I am in prison, and pray that I may speak as I should, in a way that makes the message clear. Behave wisely toward outsiders, making full use of every opportunity. And that opportunity is to speak to ministries and give account. So you want to show Adonai that you're doing good and you're doing his will. Let your conversations always be gracious and interesting, so that you will know how to respond to any particular individual. Our dear brother Tychicus, who is a faithful worker, fellow slave in the Lord, will give you all the news about me. I have sent him to you for this very reason, so that you might know how we are, and so that he might encourage you. I have sent him Onesimus, the dear and faithful brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that has happened here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, sends greetings, as does Mark, Barnabas, cousin, concerning whom you have received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. Yeshua, the one called Justice, also sends greetings. These three are among the circumcised and among my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, only they have turned out to be a comfort to me. Epaphras sends greetings. He is one of you, a slave of the Messiah, Yeshua, who always agonizes in his prayer on your behalf, praying that you may stand firm, mature, fully confident, as you devote yourselves completely to God's will. For I can testify to him that he works hard for you and for those in Laodicea and Hierapolis. our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Damas send you greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers in Laodicea, also in Nympha, and the congregation that meets here in her home. After this letter has been read to you, have it read also in the congregation of Laodiceans, and you in turn are to read the letter that will come from Laodicea, and tell Archippus, see that you complete the task you were given in the Lord. This greeting I shall write with my own hand. Remember my imprisonment, grace be with you. So this brother is sending out instructions to the other congregations to help the brothers and sisters become better at what they're doing in the ministry work and as far as better in serving the Creator and obeying His commandments. So this is what we want to do. We want to take in this accurate knowledge, this knowledge of the Messiah, Yeshua, and that He gave His life for our sins. And we want to pray for Ruach HaKodesh to come upon us. Ruach HaKodesh to come upon us. And we want to pray for this, and we want to pray even for our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our father. We want to pray a good prayer for them, that the Lord helps them to come into the understanding of truth. And brothers and sisters, remember to congregate here. And as I said before, I'm looking for some brothers and sisters to call in and say they want to go out in the service door to door and speak the word of God to people or in the street corners. All right. That is my ministries for today, and I'm going to say a prayer. Adonai, good, I petition you that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up. I pray that you remove Satan from their realms and his demons, and as well as myself, and give us the protection we need to fight off his worldly temptations, his missiles, his spears, and his blows. I pray that you remove the rafters that Satan puts in our eyes to cause us to stumble from the truth. Remove them from our eyes and give us the eye to pierce like an eagle through the truth and your word in the Tanakh. I pray that you open the understanding and mysteries and those things that you have concealed in the Tanakh for us, and let those brothers become enlightened and wiser by your word. I pray that they follow your word and that you direct their footsteps by giving them give us the starting goal to serving you, the starting step, the first step. And I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.